Parshas Vayishlach, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, and Yaakov sent Malachim, messengers, in front of him to Esav. It's often the case that we learn a parasha, and we don't have in mind to connect it to the end of the previous parasha. The Baal HaTurim, in his Perush al HaTorah, frequently states the connection of the end of one parasha to the beginning of the next. When it says here, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. Who were the messengers that Yaakov sent? They were angels, true angels, Malachim Mamish, not human messengers. Where does Rashi know this from? And in particular, there's another opinion in the Midrash that Rashi quotes, which says that they were Shuluchei Basar V'dam. These messengers were people. But Rashi quotes only the second opinion of the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, that they were Malachi Mamish. Well, the Mefarshim point to the last psukim of the previous week's Parsha, Vayetze, where it says, and a lot of people say this right after saying Tefillah Saderech, V'Yaakov Holach L'Darko, V'Yifke Uvo Malachei Elokim. And Yaakov went on his way, and angels of Hashem met him. So it is from these very same angels, Malachim, that Yaakov sent to Esav. And it continues there, Vayomer Yaakov Kasher Ra'am, Yaakov said when he saw them, Machane Elokim Zed, this is a camp of Elokim, Vayikra Hashem HaMakom HaHu Machanoim. And he called the name of that place Machanoim. The Baal HaTurim says here, connecting the end of Vayetze to the beginning of Vayishlach, what's Machanaim? It's a Rashi Tevos. Mem, Ches, Nun, Yud, Mem Sofis. Machanaim, Notrikun. It's an abbreviation for Meosan Chayolim Natal Yaakov Malachim. From those legions that came to meet him, Yaakov took Malachim, and it's from those Malachim that he sent to Esav. The connection of Vayetze to Vayishlach, and that seemingly is why Rashi goes with Malachim Mamish. But when these Malachim at the end of Vayetze come to visit Yaakov to greet him, Mefarshim say they're Malachim of Chutzlor, of Eretz Yisrael, who came to greet Yaakov Avinu as he is entering Eretz Yisrael. And the Chutzlor, it's the outside of Eretz Yisrael, Malachim leave, and the Eretz Yisrael Malachim come to greet him. That's what Rashi says. But there's more to it. The Midrash says, in the end of Vayetze, that the Malachim came to greet Yaakov dancing and celebrating. Hayucholim umaraktim lifnei Yaakov avinu bichnisaso la'oretz. They were dancing and circle dancing in front of Yaakov as he came into the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the Eitz Yosef says in his Perush on the Midrash Rabbah, Shekiblu panav besimcha Rabbah, that they greeted Yaakov's countenance with great phenomenal joy, besova sumachos, with a satiated presence of joy, bihiyosa muchal navol dikanes le'eretz hakadosha, to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael, kishohaya korov likanes le'eretz, when Yaakov was getting close to enter the Holy Land, Eretz Yisrael, samchu hamalachim v'kadmu panav. The malachim were rejoicing, and they came to greet him. What a beautiful midrash. It wasn't just that they came forward to greet him, but they were celebrating with Yaakov Avinu's entrance into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Cholim umaraktim. Now the Midrash also says that from these two camps that were with Yaakov Avinu, that he took me'elu u'me'elu, the sholach pruzbin lefanav, from this group and from that group, and he sent messengers to Esav. So I have a question on this. If we're going with the pshat that the two groups are malachim of Chutz La'aretz and malachim of Eretz Yisroel, malachim from outside of Israel and malachim from inside of Israel, why did Yaakov have to send from each group? to Esav? Why was it necessary for the Midrash to point that out? And it seems to me that one of the reasons Yaakov is sending Malachim to Esav is to strike fear in Esav's heart. He's letting him know these Malachim come from him. There are different ways to understand that, but that's one way. Why from both groups? Well, Esav has the ability to extend his violent arm, God forbid, against Klal Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz and also in Eretz Yisrael. Edom sometimes disturbs and attacks the Jews even in the land of Israel. We had the Crusades and many, many other events where our enemies came into the land of Eretz Yisrael to destroy. Churban Bayis Sheni is Rome, Edom, advancing into the Holy Land. So Esav attacks us in both places. We have to have Malachim to protect us in the context of the Jewish people and Esav in Chutz La'aretz, and in the context of the Jewish people and Esav in Eretz Yisrael. We need both. The Ruach Haim HaKadosh says in the beginning of this week's Parsha that Esav Achiv Artsa Seir Sidei Edom represents three relationships of the Jewish people to Esav. One is when they are actually ba'achva, when there's a brotherly relationship between them. The Ruach Haim HaKadosh says this was prior to Churban HaBayis, before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The second is when Esav is actually over Yaakov and has authority over the Jewish people. That's from the time, has power over the Jewish people. That's from the time of the Churban HaBayis until the days we hope for, Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. And then thirdly, when Klal Yisrael rules over Esav, Va'alu Moshiim b'har Tzion, Lishpodes har Esav, that's b'yimos HaMashiach. So we have different relationships with Esav, and all of them have to be considered when we fight and we prepare ourselves to fight, or when we have to show honor to Esav and appease him, as Yaakov was preparing to do all of those things. There are many descendants of Esav who are trying now to get their hands into Eretz Yisrael to influence what's happening there. And we have to use great chokhmah when it comes to the descendants of Edom as to how we deal with them. With might, with pacification, with davening, tefillah, daron, milchama. And there are many situations where Esav tries to seize the Jewish people in Chutz La'aretz, which is the last churban, the last galus that we're in right now, galus Edom. Yaakov sends malachim from both camps. We have to know how to deal with Esav, no matter what the context is. And Bezras Hashem, may we see that third and final relationship where Yaakov is sholeit over Esav, b'mos Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu.